This episode of the Vision Board Podcast is brought to you by Onnit. Why Onnit, you ask? Well, here's a word from Onnit's founder and CEO, Aubrey Marcus.
You know, Onnit is the company that has the tools to improve your performance. And in whatever area that you're looking for, we have something to do it. You know, it's like going to it's the Home Depot of house repair, but instead of house repair, it's body and mind repair. You know, and it's body and mind performance enhancement. It's going to that body shop and figuring out what tools that you can apply to help make your life better.
At the Vision Board Podcast, we only promote supplements that we use ourselves, and we only use the best. To give you insights, here's Johnny.
Yeah, guys, my two favorite that I take, one, Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain really helps improve mental focus and memory, and the second one I really swear by is Shroom Tech. Shroom Tech is designed to help your body with energy and cardiovascular endurance. What's your favorite, Tristan?
Johnny, the two that I love is the Warrior Buffalo Bars. I find these delicious snacks, and they're also perfect for when I'm on the road and also on the run. Also, I love the Dolce Whey. They're grass-fed whey protein isolate, perfect for my smoothies and also my post-workout shakes. Now, guys, check out the range at www.onnit.com, and please use code word VISIONBOARD for 10% off at checkout. Now, guys, enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And now, listen in as Tristan and Johnny bring it all to the table on the Vision Board Podcast.
Guys, welcome back. Episode 146 of the Vision Board Podcast. I'm Tristan Cannell. Alongside me, Johnny Stufko.
What's up, everybody? What's up, Tristan 146? First off, thank you to everybody for tuning in.
For sure. 146, Friday recap. We've had the Shamrocks on, man. What a week.
Big week, huge week, dangerous week when you bring in two Shamrock brothers to the stage, sitting down with them, man. And like you said before, way more than just fighters.
Yeah. Intensity was high.
Mindset. Focus. You know, discipline.
Discipline was huge.
Morals. You know, these guys have a code they live by, man. And it's like, you look at an MMA fighter, you look at a mixed martial artist, they're modern day samurais. Do you know what I mean? They have that. The samurais had their code. And I feel that whatever profession you're in, if you're not living whatever code you have, you're not going to get to the top. And the Shamrock brothers are a perfect example of living by their code. And, you know, it's no, you know, wonder they got to where they are.
Yeah, you brought a great word up, discipline, man. And it can be, you don't have to be a fighter to have discipline. You mean, you could be a receptionist and have discipline. Do you know what I mean? But those little extras when everyone else is going out on the drink and you stay home to get up early to train. Do you know what I mean? It's those little things that people don't see behind the scenes. All they see is the flashy lights when the camera is on and it's the big event. But realistically, you know, these guys gave us great perspective into, you know, what it takes to actually make the top, and it's hard, man.
Yeah, there's nothing easy, and the discipline thing is a very good point because nobody is perfect, though. So it's kind of like this fine line of understanding that you are going to slip up, understanding that, you know, you're going to make mistakes, but it's always very important to come back to what your goals are. You know, whether it's you want to be a world champion, whether it's if you want to get that promotion, do you want to get that job? And discipline is that key component of getting you there. And, you know, having, you know, Frank and Ken tell those stories of, you know, street fighting and knuckles bleeding and going against the grain. You know, it's, there was a time where it wasn't sexy to be a cage fighter.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
It's not. If you, but even now, some people look down on it. So it's one of those things. That it's even that childhood, the both of them. Can you imagine going, well, we're both lucky enough we didn't have to go to juvie or anything like that.
Dude, I could, like, right, man? Growing up in, like, now were they, so juvie, right? So these are, they're getting in trouble.
Yeah.
They're getting sent.
They got arrested when they were kids, man.
Yeah, you know they're getting sent.
And
getting
at the same time, I think they're great people to show. And, you know, they acknowledge they're all bad kids. Do you know what I mean? They acknowledge that they did bad things, but they want to teach people the proper way to do it now.
Yeah, and I don't even know if they were bad kids. I think maybe they didn't have the guidance, so they weren't, you know, they weren't coached in the proper way in terms of the right and wrong. And a big lesson there too is, though, anybody listening at home who has, you know, messed up in the past, that past doesn't defy you. Yeah. You don't have to be that person. You know, if Frank would have sat back and let his past defy him, we would have never even known his name. Same thing with Ken.
Yeah.
So overcoming that and being able to use that as motivation to move on, it's huge.
Yeah, for sure, man. But it'd be great. I don't know if Ken's retired, but I would love to see him maybe in one last battle.
Dude, Sham, when did he fight? He just fought Hoist like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And there's always rumors and tweets floating around. I saw it recently on Facebook just yesterday. Did you see Rich Franklin?
What, he's going to fight again?
Well, there were rumors floating around that he was training, and then you start seeing Chuck's training again, Liddell. So it's like, I wonder if, you know what I'm thinking. This, you know, Chael Sonnen. Sonnen came back. He's getting big fights.
Yeah,
Big money. And it's and there's a platform for it. So, like, in hindsight, it's looking like people are saying, hey, the UFC, you know, they don't have a competitor. The Bellator will never match up to the UFC. But what if the Bellator is
just... become the retirement.
The retirement,
Retirement competition.
I saw you laughing as I was getting ready to spiel that. You know exactly what I'm saying. Things,
as fans, you want to see it one last time.
I do.
Then you go, oh, they might get hurt.
Yeah, dude. There's a crazy card tonight. You know, this is going to air after, but Rory McDonald's fighting Paul Daly.
I saw it, yeah.
MVP Michael Venom Page is on that card.
But Rory's only young, isn't he?
Yeah, man. Well, Rory's probably 27, 28 now, and... It's interesting we bring him up because I was talking about Rory yesterday to a friend about how the UFC just fucked him, man.
Yeah.
Like, they threw him as a perfect example of rushing a young kid, a young fighter, too soon. At 21, they threw him to the wolves to Carlos Condit. And he was fighting as a 21-year-old.
Yeah, it's tough.
And they kind of did it last week, man, with
Thompson as well. Didn't Thompson smoke him as well?
Oh, Thompson was his last fight.
He won five rounds.
In the UFC.
Thompson won, right?
Yeah. Thompson won, and Rory left after that fight. But that was Rory at 25, 26. When he was younger, man, he was fighting Matt Brown Carlos Condit.
Tough initiation, isn't it?
Dude, just murder a row. Jake Ellenbarger. And they kind of did that too, man. The UFC is tough because you have this young Mexican kid, man, Yair Rodriguez, 24, stud, a lot of momentum behind him. Mm-hmm. People talking that he could be a champ at 145 and 24. And they throw him in the octagon with Frankie, a champion. Did you see what happened?
Well, I remember you brought it up last week, but I was just listening to a couple of podcasts. They brought up the exact same point. And they said Frankie probably would have beat Conor McGregor last week.
Dude, that's the best Frankie I've ever seen. And you know what it was, man? It's that what happened with Cub when Cub fought the Korean Superboy. Mm. It's a case of an aging fighter who still has a champion mindset, who feels disrespected by a young up-and-comer. And what happens in that scenario? That older fighter is going to fight with a chip on his shoulder, with something to prove, and he's going to beat somebody up.
Yeah.
And Frankie beat up Yair. It was tough to watch.
Frankie Prince, but Frankie was...
That pace?
He headlined the first live and only show that I've ever been to in Vegas.
Gray Maynard?
Against Maynard, second one.
That's the one that went down on Lore, right?
Went
there.
It was draw, yeah. It was on New Year's Day.
It's the one that they say is one of the greatest fights of all time?
Yeah.
Is that the one where they...
It was fantastic.
Guys, if you're listening now, go to YouTube and type in Gray Maynard, Frankie Edgar. That's when Edgar got dropped early, right?
Yeah, and I had a bet with my best mate, and he went Edgar, and I went Maynard. And it was one of those things that, even though I was going for Maynard, you have to respect Frankie.
You were at that fight.
Yeah, he got dropped three times in that first round.
He was out. I can't, like, when he got dropped the first time, it looked like he was out cold.
Yeah.
And then to see how he rallied, that's the thing about Frankie, too. That's why he was a world champion. His conditioning, his professionalism, his class, his preparation. And you can see that in the way he enters the octagon. Yair got introduced, and he's walking, he's sucking it all in. You know, it's good, slow. Frankie gets introduced, he sprints.
Yeah.
He literally sprints to the octagon.
Yeah, he will be better for the experience, though. Like, it's one of those things you
kind of need it.
Yeah, you can't buy experience. And it's one of those things, maybe it's a good little tap on the shoulder. Maybe you're not as good as you think you are right now.
Yeah.
But you can be.
Yeah.
Take some, you know.
Yeah, it's true, man. That's a good point for you guys listening at home, doing business, whatever you're doing, man. There are steps to this. You know, there are, there's a path. Mm. No, you can't cut corners. You have to put in the work. I just feel, though, that Yair could have learned that lesson with a regular loss. I just hope that doesn't become one of those losses that kind of changes his career. Do you know what I mean? Because that's a bad loss, physically, mentally. And, you know, I'm a big Yair Rodriguez fan. He's really creative. I really like watching him fight, and I just hope he's able to recover.
I guess it's a setback, but it's only one setback in the road. It's just now his time to actually get back on the wagon. I mean, he's worked so hard to get where he was. And like I said, you know, he's just embracing what happened in that fight. You know what I mean? Like, it's no, you know, to lose to, I'd rather lose to Frankie Edgar than some bum off the street. You know what I mean? And that could happen. Like, a lucky punch could happen. At least he's got something to learn from in this fight.
You know? Yeah, but I agree with you. But this, like,
I know what you're saying. It's going to be very hard.
It was, TK, it was a bad loss. Like, when I say bad loss, I don't mean, oh, he should have won. I mean, he got beat up, man. Like, I'm talking headshots. Frankie clocked
You're right, Bart, because I was speaking to a young Australian boxer, George Kambosos, last
week. Yeah, man. And he'll be a champ, is he?
George, no, he's not a champ yet, but he's right in the
ring. He has that mindset. Yeah, he's barking at people.
What he was saying was he went to America to train with Justin Fortune, but the reason why he did it was to test himself in sparring, because if he could match it with people, world champions in sparring, it would give him the confidence to actually do it, because he didn't want to get tossed in there one day and had never been in the ring with a champion before.
Yeah.
Because he could get beat up real bad and then that's the end of his career, because he would see that he's never good enough.
Yeah.
But now he's really being really competitive and even smashing some of these champions. So now he's got the mindset that he can match it with anyone.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, battle born. You have to be battle tested.
It'll be interesting to see what he's... sorry, what's the UFC guy's name again?
Yair Rodriguez.
What his actual training was, who he trains with, and things like that. Was Frankie the first guy at that level that he's tested himself on?
Oh, and Frankie said that in the octagon after. Frankie said, there's different levels to this.
Yeah.
Like, it takes time to get there.
That could break you, man. You're right.
And it's not... It's the way he lost, man. It's kind of like that Robbie... Like, Rory was never the same Rory after that Robbie Lawler fight. Mm. Even though it was close... And it's just the beating. It's that mental. It's that confidence thing. That
it's a level. They probably before the fight they thought they were at that level. And the fight told them that they weren't.
You get beat up like that, man, in front of those fans. Hopefully, as a 24-year-old, he has a circle of influence. Guys, we bring it up all the time. The importance. Hopefully, he's surrounded by the right people that'll be able to bring him back up, because he's so talented. And it was a classic case of a striker versus a grappler. And Frankie's ground and pound is fucking brutal. Mm. And his pace, he just put it on him from jump. You know, Yair's a kicker. His kicks are amazing. He does a lot of spinning, creative stuff. Frankie timed the kick. You know, Yair goes for a kick. Frankie shoots for the double leg, takes him down for the whole next 4 minutes. It's just... bah, bah, bah. The ref could have stopped it in the first. His whole right side of his face was swollen. You couldn't even see his eye. So the ref had to stop it after the second round. His whole right side was swollen. Yeah, that's what I mean by a bad loss. It was brutal, man. It was tough to watch.
Yeah, is there any big fights coming up?
You put me on the spot. In a few weeks,
UFC.
We got... who am I thinking? Oh, we got the Lawler-Cerrone card.
Ooh.
Which I can't wait for.
Are they fighting?
Yeah, man. Dude. I cannot wait. Cerrone
was kind of like the last chance for one of them.
For both of them, I think. You know, you got Donald, who's coming off a loss against...
he's so up and down.
Yeah, you know what? He quits. And I used to be a Cerrone fan. But what he did against fucking Masvidal, he quit. He doesn't like getting hit, man. He doesn't like coming back. Some guys like bleeding. Like Robbie Lawler. Lawler likes getting cut. He likes bleeding.
You see Cerrone. Cerrone beats people who beat the people that he loses to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you lose to him, but your opponent smoked the other guy?
Yeah.
And then you smoked him. It's like, what were you doing in this whole...
I guess it's a psychological thing. Dude, he documents. He's open about fight week. He's jumping out of airplanes and he's drag racing during fight week. And that tells me, you know, I'm not a psychologist, but I went to school for psychology. That tells me there's a mental block there. Like, for fight week, if you're that concerned and you got to take your mind off of it by jumping out of an airplane, there's something wrong there. You need to sit in that stillness. Yeah. And like you said, he's had title shots and he just hasn't shown up.
Mm.
And, you know, I think Robbie Lawler's going to put a beating on him.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be interesting.
Ruthless, if you're listening, man, we got to get you on the show. I think it's June. I'm thinking it's June 13th.
That's a fun one.
I'd have to come back and look at it. You guys listening, I'm sure you'll correct me.
Yeah, guys, thanks again for tuning in to a great week. If you haven't yet, check out those interviews with Frank and Ken. Next week, we're bringing back Kelly Starrett. It should be a fun one. We haven't spoken to him for about a year, so Kelly's always doing great things. He's got a lot of knowledge, a lot of education, so I'm sure we'll prick his brain in terms of mobility. And I know he's going to try and bring in a new book or something like that, Johnny.
Yeah,
he's revising
The Supple Leopard. And Kelly is an expert in his field. He is very well reputed, and we love bringing guys like this on, especially our second time. We get to learn from him, you get to learn from him, and we get to share this experience together.
Yeah, so check that out. Second interview, we're not sure who it's going to be yet. We've recorded quite a few lately because we're going to keep bringing him out in June when Johnny just goes on a quick holiday back home.
Yes.
But, you know, we've got a few. I'll tell you who we have recorded with so you can stay tuned. We've recorded with Michael Morelli. He's the Sweet Potato Man. Oliani Sobahian, who's the former NFL running back. Absolute beast. Drew Manning. Fit to fat to fit.
Wow. We've done a lot, haven't we?
Brett Contreras.
The glute guy.
The glute guy. So stay tuned. Oh, Uriel came.
Uriel Keane, fitness
well.
Expert.
So, guys, we've got a whole bumper month coming ahead, and we've got a whole stack of people coming on in the next couple of weeks as well. So we're just going to keep bringing it.
Yeah, you know what we do, guys? We grind it. We create this product. We put it on the table, and we love sharing it with you guys, so we appreciate you.
Okay, Johnny, social media before we go.
Yeah, guys, follow me, Johnny Stofko, all socials. Right now, I'm going to start pushing my YouTube channel, you know, advice from some of my friends and peers alike. If you guys listening, go to YouTube, Johnny Stofko. I'd love for you to subscribe. I appreciate you.
There you go. Jump on his YouTube channel. I'm Tristan Kennel Fitness across all my social medias. Like Johnny said, get in touch, be involved, and please subscribe via iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, and leave us a 5-star review.
All good. TK couldn't set it better, baby.
You good?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week for Kelly Starrett.
Peace.
Peace.
Welcome to the Vision Board Podcast, stories of success from around the world.
You guys are scratching an itch, and that's why this podcast has become popular and successful, is because you guys are scratching an itch. You're enjoying it, and you're also benefiting from the knowledge that people are dropping.
I've never met the person in my life, including my parents, that was able to outwill me about me.
Whatever profession you're in, you need to keep working harder. You know, nothing comes easy these days, and you know, you'll get knocked down, but get back up, that counts, so just keep working hard at it.
You know, you guys said you do stuff, you ask things that aren't Googleable. You guys are two for two.
There's never been a time in my life where anybody ever was able to tell me who I was more than I knew who I was.
To join our vision and follow the journey, please subscribe to the Vision Board Podcast via iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher.